With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the president of Harvard University is apologizing for comments at a congressional hearing that failed to denounce threats of violence against Jewish people. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Harvard's president Claudine Gay tells the Crimson student newspaper she's sorry she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students, saying she got caught up in a heated exchange on whether calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct. At Tuesday's House Education Committee hearing, she drew ire when she said it depended on the context. The presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania are also under fire for similar responses. Wealthy donors and some members of Congress are calling for their resignations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hunter Biden's been indicted on 9 tax charges in California, adding to the gun charges in a special counsel probe. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors, who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 130 points, the NASDAQ rising by 63, the S&P advancing 18, and oil up to $71.23 a barrel. This is SRN News. The FDA promotes transgenderism.
The agency is encouraging the Research Institute for Gender Therapeutics to conduct tests on a new puberty-blocking hormone for boys, suggesting that government approval for such a drug might be forthcoming in the future. So far, the Food and Drug Administration has never approved a medication specifically to help children live as the opposite sex. The drugs currently used for that purpose are actually designed to treat actual diseases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new law has been passed in Denmark's parliament that makes it illegal to desecrate any religious text in the country. The vote on Thursday came after a recent string of public desecrations of the Quran by a handful of activists sparked angry demonstrations in Muslim countries. The Justice Ministry says the legislation is designed to counter systematic mockery, which has contributed to intensifying the threat of terrorism in Denmark. This is SRN News. It was a bullish end to the week for all of the markets. Stocks ended the day with big gains. We hear more on the story from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Wall Street climbed to its highest level in 20 months following a stronger-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday for its 6th straight week of gains. That's the longest weekly winning streak in 4 years. The Dow rose 130 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.4%. Treasury yields rose sharply following the report, which said that U.S. employers added more jobs last month than economists had expected. The strong data keeps concerns about a possible recession at bay, but markets are still worried that a strong economy could give more fuel to inflation. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.